back. WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively letting ourselves play. I've let my hair down. I'm in Dundalk. I'm giving away Raven scratch-offs here. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. John Martin with us today. Rob Santoni. It's been a great Christmas event here. And I just like, as we were going in, they're playing Christmas music here at Costas. And I'm going to have a crab cake sometime. You already got the to-go bag? Is that what you've done
No, there? This bag is actually something for you.
Oh, Todd Crandall is coming. Everybody's bearing gifts for me today.
I'm bearing gifts.
Is it gold, frankincense, myrrh? I've already learned that I'm not allowed to scratch off the lottery ticket, so I know it's not a lottery ticket.
You are allowed to take this. And it is Dundalk appropriate, since we are old Dundalk friends.
Oh, look at this, man. Some people bring a man beer. Although we are in a place where Rob's, I said beer. Rob's like, you need one? It reminds me of the frat parties. And yes, I do. I'll take a beer. It's fine. But he brought me a Key Brewing Dundalk shirt. So balance is the craft, it says here. And I'm not an IPA drinker, but I'll drink me five stouts. So I'm all about it. This is right.
Well, the most important thing on there.
It says Dundalk.
It says Dundalk.
It says it right here, too.
It does. And it's just indicative of some of the changes that are going on in Dundalk and the transformation that's taking place
here. That's why I brought you over, Todd. I mean, I've known Todd Crandall for 40 years, 81, 82, somewhere in there. Dundalk Hawks wrestling stuff, and I was on the Dundalk High wrestling team for 5 minutes. we lost to Mervo, and that did not make me happy when that happened. Made the mayor very happy. But, dude, I saw you at one of my favorite events of the year. You know, at the end of the year, we all think, like, what was the best thing we did this year? And, you know, I went to Vegas with the Ravens. Blah. You know, I didn't go to any Oriole games. I did the Crab Cake Tour, which was amazing. I got to see all these places. But top three for sure was the day Colgate Elementary. It's a day you cry. Or a day you laugh is a day you remember, right? It's probably a molar saying there. But, man, that thing at Colgate, it got to me, dude. I mean, I gave Johnny a hard time here about 4 months ago, 3 months ago. When's it opening? When's it opening? And I showed up, and you're there. And it was a BFD in my little community, you know?
Well, it is part of the transformation of Dundalk. And the incredible thing is in the past 7 years – we've had three new elementary schools built. So we're talking
Dundalk, too.
And Dundalk High School in the
Dundalk
last decade.
Dundalk Elementary, though, too.
Dundalk Elementary, Berkshire, and Colgate all within the last 3 years, which has been
how did Berkshire get in front of Colgate? I got to talk to John. Who do I talk to
I don't know if that was a county executive's call or not.
Johnny Ray, who am I blaming? I'm going to blame somebody.
We don't need to blame anybody.
Somebody has to be responsible for
because
that.
Because we have billions of dollars of public and private investment coming into the Dundalk area. And those three schools, plus the high school about 10 years ago, represent a huge investment in the area. So I don't know if it's ever happened in a Baltimore County district where you have three state-of-the-art elementary schools built in such a short time span. So we're talking about $150 million worth of schools going into schools that were, I mean, geez, Colgate was built, what, in the 20s?
1924.
Right.
And, you know, so my parents, and I really had a chance to see this, and I took a picture. It's much like Costas. Like, we're at Costas right now. There's some old-time pictures of Baltimore along the wall. And in Colgate now, they found a picture of what the community looked like, and I took a picture on my phone. It made me cry. Sent it to my son. My son's like, oh, my God. It was literally they were about to build my parents' house. It was the house next to it was built. It had a basement. My parents didn't have a basement. My mom's still pissed, and she's dead about not having a basement. So my son has moved into that house and took care of my mother, and it's his house now. And I said to him, yeah, you can sell the house, move out, whatever. He's married. He's like, they just built a school. I'm not leaving now. Like, my house is worth, it's going to be worth, everybody's going to want to live here.
And it's
because
it's
the school is that
school.
Nice, right? Literally.
Right. It is. And we hit rock bottom here in Dundalk. We really did. When we lost GM, we lost Bethlehem Steel.
Well, you know, my dad worked at the point 27 years.
My dad was down there for 49 years, I think. And we lost all those industrial jobs and the cottage industries that supported them, and we never transitioned to anything else. And then when TradePoint Atlantic was taken over and the property at
By the way, Aaron was here a little while ago. Aaron Tamarck here stopped by, so I got some swag. Thank you. They gave me a hat, too. I'm not wearing hats right now because my hair is nice, but thank you.
Yes, your hair is very
Well, I didn't want to insult Aaron and say I wasn't going to wear the hat, but I told him, like, I'm not wearing hats right now. Like, get my hair cut. Dan wants me to get my hair cut over here.
I think you're okay.
Because I gave him a losing lottery ticket.
I think you're okay.
He's mad at me.
But we're...
You're a politician. But you understand people getting mad. Yeah,
people get mad at me every day.
Bottom line is schools are getting built and jobs are coming back.
Schools are getting built. Jobs are coming back. TradePoint has exceeded their goals that they helped set with the county. The county made a major investment, a public sector investment, into the property, and they're exceeding their job goals right now. They're probably up to about 10,000.
He just told me they're building 1.9 million square foot.
They're not even. They're not even built out yet, and you have a situation here where in little old Dundalk, hardworking blue collar town. Where iconic Maryland companies have come and located. One of the reasons I brought you the shirt is we actually have a craft brewery in
Dundalk. We make beer over here.
We make beer.
We're
going to be fabricating steel sometime in the near future, too.
I touched it earlier. I have a Key Brewing Royal Farms Coffee Stout. It's a little dated. I found it literally in my refrigerator. I was cleaning my refrigerator. I had to make room for the ham. Rob's giving me a free ham with the Wise Rewards points, so I'm making room for my ham in the fridge. But I literally, I have not been over to the brewery. I have had them on the show back in the beginning of the pandemic when things were tough.
Yeah, they're good guys.
You couldn't get in, right? But I love beer. I know you know this about me, Todd.
Yes.
I'm at Costas. I like beer.
It's indicative, as I said, it's indicative of the transformation that's going on. No one ever thought that we'd have a destination. And I was at Key Brewing one afternoon with my wife and some friends, and I started talking to some people, and I said, "Where are you guys from?" They said, "Well, we're from Frederick." I mean, "What are you doing in Dundalk? You visiting family or something?"
Beer tour.
And said, "Yeah, we just came down for the brewery." So. We've become
a destination. Sure.
And we really haven't had that. And then when you talk about the recreation of the job force, people are coming back to work, and you have iconic Maryland brands like Purdue, McCormick, Under Armour, along with Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies locating in the area, it's been a spark for so much other investment. Into the area. So you're seeing things like there's going to be a development at the Sparrows Point Country Club where it's going to be a private golf course community with a marina. It's going to be one of the only properties like it in the state of Maryland. And it really puts...
Dundalk's undervalued, right? I mean, you would agree with that, right? I mean, as two Dundalk guys, we believe that.
I think that we always play the underdog card, and I think that we've been ignored in the past. But it's taken some partnership with the state, with the Fed, and frankly, it's taken some fight. And
I wear it everywhere I go, dude. I'm 30 years into this. Nobody thinks I'm from Essex.
Fight.
No offense to Essex, Pizza John's, I love you. Mark Miller, I love you. But I mean,
people from Essex come to Costas for crab cakes too. So
they do, they absolutely do. Todd Crandall's here. I would say old time friend, but what do you say to people? Politician, public servant. What do you do? What's your gig all day?
All the above.
Other than running for office and doing the important things like that, and coming around and kissing babies, and you're having school openings and stuff. I would think people call you about any number of issues, any given
there
day,
are
right?
we've handled so I've been in office for 7 years. We've handled probably over 6,000 constituent services calls, everything from a pothole to a code enforcement problem to we need our road resurfaced
The alley on Bank Street in Dundalk, the alley needs to be resurfaced.
We are,
I'll call Johnny O for that.
We're kind of the customer service rep to Baltimore County government.
Right, sure.
So,
and that's usually a complaint, not a compliment. Right, literally.
Sometimes
they call you when there's something wrong.
Sometimes, but then when you're able to help people, it's rewarding, and you're able to have an impact, and that's why I love doing what I'm doing.
Did you always want to? Like, I've known you a long time. I didn't know. I mean, you and I were doing some business together about 12 years ago. I didn't know that this was
right.
The direction you were going to head. And you know, I almost ran for mayor. I mean, you know, I put this thing together.
Yeah.
That I've been unabashed about wanting to help. If I felt like I could help,
I fell into politics a little bit by accident. But I also come from a family that was all about service, and that's been inspiring to me. My father was just named Humanitarian of the Year by the Dundalk Optimist Club, so I feel like I'm following in some good footsteps of people that have made an impact in our district. My dad, steel worker. My dad is the kind of guy that when you get into an argument with him, and he basically tells you to go fly a kite, you don't realize until the next day that he just told you to go fly a kite. So he's got that sort of fight in him, but he's very sort of he's a little bit unlike me, where I'm a little bit more hot tempered, and I can lose it on occasion, and have, especially when I'm fighting for my community, and I think that's one of the things that my constituents appreciate about me, is that I'm willing to fight for them. I think it's something, that sort of tenacity is something that the Dundalk area has needed for a long time. And I think that has, we've needed a champion. And my father was always a champion of kids. He was a champion of...
coach, right?
He was a wrestling coach. He still has one of our wrestlers, who I'm sure you know Binky Jones.
Binky, of course. I see Binky. James Binky. Thomas and I were together last week, because James was my quarterback at Pop Warner, and then went on to quarterback at Dundalk. I should be in the Hall of Fame, as I said. I ran into James at the high school event, and Binky was on our Pop Warner.
So Binky
and I played football in 1978.
Binky was my first friend. We started wrestling together when we were 4 years old.
Wow.
He still calls my father every Father's Day. That's how much my father meant to some of those kids.
Well, Binky's a special guy too, right?
He is.
Yeah, absolutely
he
right?
is. Yeah, and he's giving back in his own
way. Oh, my God. We had Binky on the air with Johnny Rallo and, you know, and the MMA, and really pioneers in what they're doing with that sport, right? No doubt about it.
Well, exactly. MMA, when we were coming up, there was no MMA.
Right.
I mean, there was like cage fighting, I guess. But
Rollo used to come out to the station. I mean, it's my 30th anniversary. I'm going back, 17, 18, turn of the century.
Right.
Rollo was coming out saying they were going to make this legal, and it was going on in Vegas. It was going on in Atlantic City, New York, whatever, and Dubai, other places.
Right.
And I thought it was too violent to ever cross over. Now, it's obviously crossed over.
And it crossed over to the point where, I mean, Binky was doing it up until just a few years ago, and we're the same age.
Yeah.
And I just turned 52, so we're 51.
Binky's amazing. I mean, really, really amazing. I love you, Binky. I met Binky at the same place I met JT, which is on the Dundalk Elementary School. That's where we practiced football. That's where our practices were back in 1978, 79.
Right. So. And I think that's part of the charm of Dundalk, is that we haven't lost that. I think there's so much pride in what the football team did this year.
Amazing
high school, what the high school team did. And then one of the remarks, my wife is here with me today, and one of the remarks that she made was she follows her daughter, my stepdaughter, goes to Dundalk Solars, and she follows their Facebook feeds more closely than I do. And she said she was so proud of how the students and the parents handled the loss. It was a big loss.
Oh, I was there on the sidelines. It was brutal. I mean, it was.
But we handled it. It seemed to me, and my wife made this comment, that we handled it with class and dignity, and it just to me shows what this town is really all about. It's about hard work. You don't always get the win that you want, but you have persistence and some tenacity, and you stick with it. And good things will happen if you do that.
I'm just bummed if Brandon didn't have to wear my Dundalk jacket. I was poop talking him at the end of the first quarter. We're winning. Next thing you know, we lose. I come home. I was coming to Costas to celebrate. I called Pete. I said, I'm going to come over. If we win, I'm going to come over and celebrate and take a picture here. And
I learned my lesson on not to do those bets.
I went straight home. And I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I just got my reading glasses next to my bed, and I turned my phone on. The first thing on Twitter is the mayor crushing me, you know, because I was trash-talking.
Well, you did that to yourself.
Though. He was lighting the Christmas tree downtown, which is my wife's, and we're leaving downtown in 12 days, and it's my wife's favorite thing to do, the Christmas. So my wife gave up the tree lighting to go down to the, and she loved the game. We had so much fun that night, despite we lost. But we had so much fun. It was a great memory to be there. I mean, with Dundalk High's in a state championship, it's happened twice in my lifetime.
It's big time.
It's a big, big deal. Todd Crandall's here. He runs things down here, part of North Point Boulevard, part of Wise Avenue. They let him go across Hollabird a little bit, but not too far into the city. Where is your, give me your whole, like, because we're redistricting, we're gerrymandering again, and we're doing all this stuff, right?
Well, the county is going through redistricting right now. Our district doesn't look like it's going to change all that much, but I represent all of Dundalk from the city line over into Essex. I'll probably end up representing a little bit more of Essex once we redistrict. But also,
people from Essex vote for a Dundalk guy?
They do.
All right. Just checking.
They do.
All right.
They do.
Not on Turkey Bowl Day. That was war.
No, not on Turkey Bowl Day. But no, also represent Edgemere, a little bit of Rosedale, Sparrows Point, obviously.
Nice.
So it's been a great time to be the councilman for this district, simply because the timing has worked out for the amount of investment that the public and private sector has made into the area. So I'm really proud to have played a role in that. So it's been an exciting time, and it's been a pretty wild experience. We're in an institution right now. Costas is an institution here in Dundalk, but we have other places springing up.
That's the way
in
it works.
Dundalk.
Well, you talk about Key Brewing. You brought me a shirt, right? Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Sure.
And Key Brewing's products are sold right here at Costas. So, we're a strong community. I don't think that even though we've changed and our demographics have changed a little bit, and I represent sort of a wide swath of southeastern Baltimore County, I don't think that we've lost what has made us special.
And hard work, man.
It's hard work, blue collar. You didn't get to own a radio station by chance. You had to work at it, right?
Still do every day.
That's right.
It gets harder, not easier.
Right.
I assure you that. Todd, right. I appreciate you, man. I know you've never had a crab cake here before. By the way, I want to say this. Pete keeps running out here, and I came in early, and it's I purposely have done this crab cake tour this time of the day, so it's quiet, because it was mobbed in here. If I would have tried to have been here from like 11 to 2, I'd have been in the way, right? So
right.
I sat up here from 2 to 5, and like around 1:30, 2 o'clock, it's mobbed. About 3 o'clock, slowed down. We're getting to, you're my final guest. I saved my superstars for last. John wrote to me. John's like, you'll have the important people the last hour, and I'm like,
well,
I wrestled 40 years ago in Dundalk. I don't please. He's going to have a tie on, but don't take him too seriously. But I walked in, and Pete's running around, and it's crazy in here. And I said, you got to come by and do the show in a 4 o'clock hour. I said, there'll be nobody here. And right now, it's a little quiet. Right now, we got some folks here having some food, but it's a little quiet point of day.
It's not quitting time yet.
500 crab cakes I got to make today. This is what you don't see when the tree's on. I knew when I pulled up, I had my bags and my back's hurting. And I pulled up, and I swear to God, I opened the door, and I heard the jingly, 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 I don't want a lot for Christmas. I heard Mariah Carey when I came in the door, and I'm like, it's like they did that on purpose, you know? So I've been here about 3 hours, and Pete, I hit him in the beginning, and I said, I'm really hungry, but I don't want a crab cake. And here, my wife left this morning for 10 days. She's with her family. So I'm going to be eating a lot of, like, sponsor food. And Evan, I'm coming to get you.
And you eat your ham from Wise Market.
Rob has, like, little individual things that are $6, $8, $10. Meatloaf, I bring that stuff home. So I'm here today, and I thought, I'm not taking Oysters Rockefeller home. I'm not taking a bowl of half and half. I had a bowl of half and half. It was unbelievable. So I thought, like, what am I going to take home? And I said to him, give me the menu. There's stuff on this menu. I've been coming here for 35 years, and I've never had a dessert here because who the hell has room for it? But they're Greek. I don't know if you know that. I never knew they had a keto here.
Rice pudding.
I never get to this on the menu. Rice pudding. I haven't had the rice pudding.
Got to have the rice pudding.
That's your thing here?
It's not necessarily my thing, but it's a lot of people's thing.
He has told me about the Galapagos.
I got to watch how much pudding goes in.
He's tried to push this on me, and I've never taken it because he always gives me too much food because they're Greek and they overfeed me and they give me desserts.
Have you ever tried to turn down a Greek person trying to feed you?
By the way,
it's not possible.
Your wife during the break was yelling at me about the kielbasa and sauerkraut over at Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Ostrowski's? Every year. You got to crumble it up. You get it in the crock pot. You crumble it up. You add a lot of pepper in there. Maybe a little caraway if you want, but I don't. And get the spicy. I made the mistake for 40 years. Spicy sometimes can be a little, spicy.
Well, here's where the argument, though, is.
It's not hot, though. It's just tasty.
All right. Here's where the argument is. The Polish people, or at least my wife's Polish people, put ketchup on their kielbasa. For Christmas.
What's wrong with you people over there?
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. You're in the grocery business, and you don't understand it, but it's traditional.
I was telling John, he's from Ohio, so they do things different there. John Martin from the Lottery, who sponsors this mess. So I said to my wife the first year, we're going up to see her family. She's Polish. It's 2003. And I'm trying to be like the good husband, and they know about me on the internet, they read up on me. So I go up there and I'm trying to be cool, and I sit down and I'm like, I'm really hungry. She's like, we have the best food, we're like, it, like, don't eat beginning December 22nd, So I get up there and it's a Polish thing, and no offense, but they didn't bring me like food, they brought me like some kielbasa and some pierogies. And
I'm had to have guamkis.
I'm like, where's the salad? Where's the green beans? Where's the mac and cheese? Where's the ham? Where's the ham from Wise? Where's the rewards ham? So I'm not eating anything with ham. I'm going to have crab imperial, but I'm going to do it in the mushroom caps because I love it that way. But what I want to do is something I've never had. And I didn't know they had jambalaya here, so I'm taking that home tonight because
I didn't know they had jambalaya either.
There you go. Did you know they had a Reuben here?
I did not know that. No.
Well, there you go. He has sauerkraut here.
I'm a pit turkey guy when I come in for lunch.
I had never had the pit beef here in my life until today. I got
pit beef,
open face, French fries, and I dumped the gravy all over Highland Town style because of Rob. I did it to honor Rob's family from Highland Town. So it's, what are you going to eat? What's on your Christmas platter?
My Christmas platter is whatever it's whatever Busha makes. Busha's grandmother in Polish.
What is that? What is she making?
She's making
sausage with ketchup on Christmas Eve.
I don't eat the ketchup. Yeah, it's a Christmas morning thing.
I'm surprised they vote for you in Essex. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say. Whew. You want a crab cake?
I think I'm going to have a crab cake now. Like, you're making me hungry.
He made 500 of them. I know where you can get one.
All right. I need to give a shout out to Wise Markets.
You know what? You do. Because they're my sponsor, and I know what you're about to get into.
They're yours.
And it's one of my favorite things in the whole world. So go ahead.
So Wise Markets, there's a longstanding family in the Dundalk area that own the Mars supermarket
chain.
The
Deanna family.
The Deanna family.
Yeah, sure.
Right. And they sold, and Wise Market came back to some locations in the Dundalk area, and there was a gap left because Mars was such a huge sponsor of the Dundalk Heritage Fair.
And everybody knew that.
And
if you saw Joan Jett down there, you saw the Mars logo, or if you saw Dennis DeYoung down there, mm-hmm. not that I was in the beer garden.
My favorite was Eddie Money. When Eddie Money came out, I liked the Eddie Money show. But
I like 38 Special myself.
There was a risk that, man, the Heritage Fair is going to lose their main sponsor. Because Mars Supermarkets is no longer around, and Wise, Rob, and his family, Wise Markets came in and filled that gap to the tune of a lot of money.
Tell that story, because, I mean, Rob Santoni's still here. He hasn't gotten his three uncooked crab cakes to go yet. He began the program here. Why are you wearing your Loyola stuff today, man?
I don't know. It was the first one I grabbed. I was off today.
You guys talk about this, because the Heritage Fair, we're in Dundalk, and it's out of season. It's Christmas, and I got my Christmas hat here. My wife made me bring it. Did it drop on the floor?
And I'm not
that filthy purple hat.
Whoa! It's my ho-ho hat.
As a Gilman Greyhound, I don't know if I'm allowed to sit this close to a Loyola Don. I don't know if that's allowed.
All right. Well, either way.
I was at Gilman this weekend for a track meet.
If people from Dundalk know about the Heritage Fair. People that aren't from Dundalk need to know about how important it's been. Been a staple in my life. I talk about being married for 18 years. I don't think my wife and I have missed it once or twice because we were like on some vacation or something happened. Our anniversary's in July. But it's a 4th of July festival. It's in Dundalk Heritage Park, right in front of the elementary school that now has been redone, where I played Little League football with John Rollo and all the aforementioned Binky Jones and those guys. And I've been going there. I don't have a beer sponsor. My lottery sponsor. We were drinking beer there when we shouldn't have been back in the 80s, okay?
There was no beer garden.
We were the reason for the beer garden. I'm not going to lie. They needed to build a fence for us to keep us out. But this is in the 80s. That's how far. So I'm going back 40 years of Heritage Fair.
I think we're the only town in the country that celebrates July 4th for 3 days. It's a 3-day festival.
With fried dough.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. But Wise Markets, you have to give them a lot of credit for coming in and becoming a signature sponsor of that event, because it's like old home week. You show up at the Heritage Fair, and it's the one time that you see somebody that you only see once a year.
That's totally true.
And you catch up. Your company has been a huge component of keeping that tradition going.
He's being humble. You were like, they came to you and said, should we do this or not? And they're up in Pennsylvania, and they're trying to be local. And there's nothing that makes you more local than being a part of the Heritage Fair, dude, right?
Yeah, 2016, I was asked to be on a transition team when we bought those 5 Mars stores. And it was 4 days.
And they're like, you're from around down there.
The stores were closed on a Sunday, and we opened the stores up as Wise Markets on a Thursday. 4 days of gutting these stores, restocking, training. It was the most grueling 4 days in my 40 years in
the industry. Never had to do that at Santoni's, right?
Oh, my God. So anyway, that was August. So obviously, 4th of July had gone and, gone and come. So the following year,
And you guys don't even know each other.
No.
Oh, man, that's crazy. So, all right, keep going.
So, I'm going to say it was around May. It was around May. Some leadership came in and says, hey, what do you know about this Dundalk Heritage Fair? I said, I do know. It is so big. It used to close our family store, Santoni's, that was right alongside the park on that Sunday because it was so big. And
your customers couldn't get to you.
Well, people would come in and use the bathrooms, overcrowd the store. It was just easier just to close it and give in and give our parking spots, the parking lot, to the attendees.
I could never get a parking that good.
Oh,
you
can
never get a parking spot in Santoni's lot.
Well, so they said,
what time did you get there? 8 a.m.?
They said,
come on.
What do you know about this festival? I said, it's nothing like you ever see. It's 3 days of just celebration. Of our, country's heritage, birthday.
Beer.
And, I said, $25,000 is where Mars was. I'm like, if you don't do it, these stores are, they'll probably just revolt on you. It's been 5, 6, tremendous years. We've even remodeled the store on Hollibird Avenue and Wise Avenue.
Well, my wife and I go with you and Patty every year. And I see 100
It's been well worth it.
That I want, you know, some I want to see, some I don't. You know who you are. But I see everybody, and I see you. I mean, you know, it's...
There's just nothing like
it. It's a town fair in our town. It's important.
We've got like 20 banners. Wherever Mars had a banner, that's where Wise has a banner. And, you know, folks have gone down, you know, you're down there from, you know, corporate leadership, check it out. You know, and like,
If you need me to get the Smithereens next year, I'll do it, all right? I got friends. You need the Bodine Smithereens, I'll bring them in, right? All right?
Bring me Eddie Money back, and I'll be happy.
Eddie's dead, dude. I can't bring Eddie back.
Come on.
You can go to Baltimore Positive and hear my interview with Eddie Money in 2004, if you want. But.
Now, you're also sponsoring the parade. You have sponsored the parade.
We have folks. I've walked in that parade.
Have you run the 5K back in the day? Or
I've run it.
You didn't run 5Ks. They're like
It's actually a 6K. 1 year. The last time I ran it a few years ago, I actually got third.
I knew we ran it.
I got third place. We donate the food. We do the parade. You know, we do handouts. We have a vehicle. We have the banner. You know, I have folks that, you know, march in it. I've marched in it like three, four
times. He'll get all mad with me that I shop in the Dundalk stores more than his store.
That's okay.
And the truth is, the ice cream melts when I'm in your store because I live downtown.
I get you.
I went into his store 11 o'clock Sunday morning looking for eggnog ice cream because they keep running out. I can't find it. Maiden Choice, no go. Hollibert Avenue, small, no go. Down the street, the Wise. My wife's like, there's two Wise markets a mile apart. I'm like, you didn't know the Deanna family. You know, they own Dundalk. And so we went, and they didn't have any eggnog, no peppermint stick. And I went in. I didn't even know that Rob was going to be on duty on Sunday, although I know he's working hard because it's a Ravens game day. And I walked down the aisle, and I had my mask on. I had eggnog in this hand and peppermint. And I turned the corner, and there's Santoni helping customers get in and out of aisle 7 and 8. And I'm holding up the stuff, and you knew how excited I was.
Yeah.
He saw it. Holy grail. I got eggnog ice cream from Wise.
Well, you know, you brought up Hollibert and Wise Avenue. You know, I will tell you, the last 5 years, it's probably been the best investment any company could make in those communities. You know, investing and buying and, you know, saving all those jobs and remodeling those stores. That Dundalk community has been so receptive to Wise Markets. And, you know, it's been growing every year. Since.
Eat better.
Spend less.
That's Wise. There you go. All right. I made sure I did that. John Martin here from the Maryland Lottery. And now, am I allowed to give these to politicians? All right.
No, I'm not.
Are you 18 or older?
I'm 18 or older, but I'm not taking
one. Can I give your wife one?
She can have one, I suppose. I don't know.
$2 will ruin the career.
Scratch off tickets for all my friends here at Costas today. Everybody's happy. Look, man, I can't hear the music playing right now, but I'm sure it's a good song. Thanks for coming and hanging extra time. Todd, always good to see you. We'll argue about Democrats and Republicans later, okay? I'm trying to be nice. It's the holidays. It's okay.
It's not about party.
It's about America.
It's about people.
There you go. Constituent services.
It's about our community. When somebody calls our office and they have a problem, we don't ask them what party they are. We say, what is your problem?
Where's the pothole? Let's fix it.
Exactly. Go to the left pothole or the right pothole.
That pothole doesn't care if it's an R or a D that fills it.
The Crab Cake Tour was designed to bring people together for conversations to make the community better. I appreciate everything you're
doing. Thank you,
Nestor. 40 years I've known this guy. 35 years I've known this guy. It's Old Home Week. I'm over at Costas. I'm going to give some lottery tickets away. I'm ordering. Jen's been our server. It was easy to remember her name because it's the same as my wife. But I'm getting the mushroom caps with the crab imperial, so I feel like royalty. So there you have it.
I think you're very fixated on food.
He is a foodie.
I didn't eat a whole lot today. I'm starving. All right.
You had a pit beef sandwich.
I had a bowl of the half and half, and it's not even on the menu.
And a pit beef sandwich.
It's not. I didn't finish the pit beef because I had to start talking to Rob. But before he came and interrupted me, so I had to start the show, I was eating cream of crab and Maryland crab in the same bowl. Now, I had never done this. That's sort of bougie, right? Like, you feel like they do that up north in the county. Not around here.
Nah, they're doing it all over the place now.
I had it at, Maritime Magic. I'll give a shout-out. Michael's up in Timonium served it to me at a charity event in a little sippy cup, you know, like you do at the charity event. And I'm like, well, that's wild. Like, I never thought of doing that. And about a month later, I came in here. It was when I went in the Dundalk Hall of Fame. We had a big table over here where Sig and Don Moe was like, you got to get the half and half soup. It's the greatest thing ever. I'm like, dude, you're 70 years old. When did you have your first half? Oh, man, it's great. And so I had a bowl, and I forgot about it. I haven't had a bowl of it in like three years.
Don's from the west side.
It's not on the menu, dude. It's like animal style. It's like secret sauce.
But your buddy Don is from the west side. I don't even know if they know how to pick a crab over there.
I'm going to talk to Pete and say, put it on here, and just say, try a half and half. It's delicious, a local treat. And make it a thing, because if it's not on the menu, you wouldn't order it. Would you order half?
I have.
You like
at Michael's?
Delicious.
Yep.
Do you order half and half?
No.
John, Ohio? No. Wrong profile for you?
He's like, whoa, what's half and half?
I just like a really good bowl of Maryland crab soup.
You like the red soup? You don't like cream of crab?
No. Too heavy for me.
With the half body
that's,
in there. Right?
That's it. They put the cream in, and then they ladle the red into the middle. And it's just, it's nice. It's really nice. Big chunks of crab, because I'm a Costas.
Well, that is a Costas thing.
All right. Thanks for the shirt, man. It says Dundalk on it. Key Brewing. They're not a sponsor, but they will be soon. We're here at Costas. It's my 30th anniversary. I'm going to have a beer. I'm going to feel like royalty. My thanks to Rob Santoni. My thanks to Todd Crandall, to John Martin, to everybody that stopped by here today. Aaron Tamarchio stopped by. Damian O'Doherty came by. I thought my life was going to end. The guy came by with a mask and a big bag, and he pointed to the bag, and I'm like, I thought it was like Pulp Fiction. I've had 7 lifetimes here on my 30th anniversary. Happy holidays, everyone. Back to complaining about the Ravens and Lamar right after this at Baltimore Positive.